Jesus can relate to our temptations on Monday. Been There series, week 2. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. Matthew 4:1. Do you ever want to do something even though you know it's wrong? For 3 years, everything about Jesus' life was uncomfortable. He shared uncomfortable truths with people in power, endured daily attacks from his critics, and regularly heard about plots to kill him. On top of it all, he was constantly on the move and living off the generosity of others. But his path could have been different. Early in his story, he received an offer to skip past all the suffering and take an easier route. Jesus was tempted by the enemy, but notice what the enemy offered him. An easy way to meet an immediate need, hunger. An easy way to convince people of Jesus' power. An easy way to change the world. Jesus is fully human and hasn't eaten for quite a while, so he's hungry. He gets offered a shortcut to food and so much more. At the end of the Bible, there's a vision of the future where Jesus rules the world and everyone recognizes his power. The enemy knows this and offers him what sounds like an easier way to get there, even quoting Bible verses to make his proposal sound like spiritual wisdom. How does Jesus overcome this hardcore temptation? Because Jesus knew the Bible, he also knew his purpose, and how it would include hard, uncomfortable choices for the good of others. His road to changing the world required pain, suffering, and death. No easy way out, and no shortcuts. We can also relate, in some ways, to Jesus' purpose. We too are called to make hard, uncomfortable choices for the good of others. We can be tempted to compromise or abandon our calling. So how do we stay consistent under pressure? When we rely on Jesus to lead us through the temptations he has already conquered himself, his example reminds us that resisting momentary pleasure can lead to lasting joy. Some of Jesus' closest friends gave in to temptation. He didn't judge them. Instead, he offered a chance for a fresh start. If you've given in to temptation or even made a habit of giving in to temptation, today is your opportunity to start again and choose a new path. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. As Jesus was leaving the temple that day, one of his disciples said, "Teacher, look at these magnificent buildings. Look at the impressive stones in the walls." Jesus replied, "Yes, look at these great buildings. But they will be completely demolished. Not one stone will be left on top of another." Later, Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives across the valley from the temple. Peter, James, John, and Andrew came to him privately and asked him, "Tell us, when will all this happen? What sign will show us that these things are about to be fulfilled?" Jesus replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am the Messiah.' They will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in many parts of the world, as well as famines. But this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. When these things begin to happen, watch out! You will be handed over to the local councils and beaten in the synagogues. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you are my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me. For the good news must first be preached to all nations. But when you are arrested and stand trial, don't worry in advance about what to say. Just say what God tells you at that time, for it is not you who will be speaking, but the Holy Spirit. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 18. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, "I believed in God, so I spoke." We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.